Well, everything started here. We know that. You can point fingers. You can say the blame. It shouldn't have happened, but it did. And here's the thing. Pretty much back to normal here within 4 months. I'm going to say that again. Pretty much back to normal within 4 months.
Wow, that is quite different from what's happening here in Canada. Why do you think that is?
I'm looking at what's happening in Canada, the United States. 8 months later, we're starting the lockdown again. How did that happen? Well, when I watched the news, and I still watch the news from back home on my Bell TV, I see where they'll make a comment like, if you were on the flight 783 from Toronto to Halifax, you may have been exposed. I'm thinking, what the heck type of contact tracing is that? To get on an airplane, you have to show more IDs than as if you were going into a prison. And they don't have a list so they can call people and say, you were exposed. Stay at home till you get tested. That just blows me out of the water. I can't believe we're leaving everything up to chance. And that's why it's spreading in Canada, because you don't have those strict follow-up tracing.
So things were obviously a lot stricter in China during the first wave. What about now? Are there outbreaks? Are there cases where you are?
Are there outbreaks going on in China? I suppose there might be. But if there are, there are enough social media sites here in China that people can still put information on. So it's not like we're in a vacuum here. We can get it, and they do report it because they want to make sure areas where there are outbreaks, things are shut down.
So after 4 months, what was the timeline for reopening like?
My gym was back open within 4 months. Restaurants were back open. The last place to open was movie theaters, and they opened 3-4 months ago.
Are there any signs of a second wave at all?
So when I look at Canada and the rest of the world and we're seeing a second wave, no, there has not been a second wave here.
So what's the vaccine situation like over there? When will they be available, and are people willing to take them?
Like I say, it's there haven't been mass vaccines here yet. When there is a vaccine available, I will get one. Like I normally get the flu vaccine. I'm seeing surveys where, you know, high percentages of people in Canada and the United States are saying if there's a vaccine, they're not going to get it. Like, what stupid pill are people taking? And I'm sorry if I'm offending people, but, you know, there's a certain thing called a social contract and what is best for society. That's why in Canada, we all drive on the right-hand side of the road. You don't get an opportunity to say, well, I'm going to drive on the left just because I want to do something different. Strict regulations and control is what is how China was able to defeat this thing. And that's what it's going to take.
So what's your parting words of advice for Canadians, learning the lessons you've learned over in China where things were a bit strict? What positive message do you have for us?
The government has to come forward with a better plan for tracking. You know, leaving it up to people by chance to hear on the news that they may have been exposed when they're in Johnny's Bar or flight 2015 from Vancouver isn't enough. And strict enforcement of quarantine. I'm glad to see the various governments are handing out huge fines for people that are breaking, you know, rules and having large gatherings. Back here in China, like I say, 4 months, we were back to normal. So it can be done. It can be done right. People have to pull together, work together for the good of everyone.
Kevin O'Brien, one of Ben's high school teachers, giving us the update from China. Stay safe.
Take care. Stay safe. See you again.